Ezekiel shaves his hair. Now, the prophet Ezekiel, like all the prophets, had to do some really strange things. They had a really hard time, the prophets. And so why they had to do these strange things was to grab people's attention and try to teach them a lesson. It's like a parable that was acted out. So Ezekiel was told that he was going to have a very hard ministry, that people were not going to believe him. They were going to mock him. They were going to be like scorpions. And yet he's trying all the same to persuade them by all means. So God says to him, "You, son of man," and that refers to Ezekiel, "you, son of man, take a sharp sword. You shall use it like a barber's razor on yourself, and shall cause it to pass on your head and on your beard. Then take balances to weigh and divide the hair. A third part you shall burn in the fire in the midst of the city when the days of the siege are fulfilled, and you shall take a third part and strike with the sword around it, and a third part you shall scatter to the wind, and I will draw out a sword after them. You shall take of it a few in number and bind them in your skirts." Now in those days, everybody, including men, wore these long flowing garments. They had lots of creases in them. And so a little bit of his hair was going to get caught up in the folds of his garment. "And of these again you shall take and throw them into the midst of the fire and burn them in the fire. From it shall a fire come forth into all the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, this is Jerusalem. She has rebelled against my commands and doing wickedness more than the nations." So actually, God's people were acting worse than the unbelieving people around them. And so there was going to come this terrible judgment upon them. And a third of them were going to be cut off by the sword. And a third of them were going to be burnt, etc. And a third of them were going to be chased into exile. And so this was an awful thing. And so Ezekiel shows them what's going to happen by taking a sword and using it like scissors, really, to cut off his own hair. Now, that was to try to get their attention. And I don't think he was just doing it to say to them, "You bad people, this is what's going to happen to you." I think he's implying, this is what's going to happen to you, but why don't you repent so it doesn't have to happen? That's rather like Jonah saying to Nineveh, in 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. But actually it wasn't, because they repented. So that's why he had to do this very strange thing. And of course it did get people's attention. Now poor Ezekiel, at the start of the prophecy, he sort of says to God, "Well, I don't want to be like this." But God says to him that he would strengthen his face, and that he shouldn't be scared of the looks of other people. Now, when he cut off his hair with a sword and started throwing it in the fire and chasing it around and throwing it around the place, well, that really must have made people look at him in a very funny way. So there are times when we also are scared of what people will think. What will they think if I say I'm a Christian? If I say, "No, I'm not going to do that. No, I don't think that's funny because I'm a Christian." We are scared, all of us. How can I tell someone about Jesus? Nobody seems interested. How can I change a conversation to bring up Jesus and the things of God? It all seems that we're all scared of what people might think of us. We're scared of the funny looks we'll get. And so was Ezekiel, but God said, "Be strong." And the fact that he does this, he cuts his hair off like this, really would have attracted, as I say, their funny looks. And so he's trying to get them to see that this is the result of sin. That if you keep on sinning, then you really are going to suffer like this. And so, you know, that's another simple lesson for us to take away, that sin really will bring eternal death, and it will bring judgment. Now, of course, the people who were listening to Ezekiel just thought, oh, no, we can just carry on. You know, okay, we sin today and we're still alive. We wake up tomorrow, we still sin. Yeah, that is how it seems, but there will come judgment. And in the end, the wages of sin is death. And we really have got the opportunity not to die, but to repent, to be baptized into Jesus and have forgiveness and by grace the hope of resurrection from the dead and everlasting life.